Now, back to Urban Health Beat, the show that feeds your mind, body, and spirit. Once again, here's Marilyn Harris-Davis and Patsy Anderson.
Welcome back. You're listening to Urban Health Beat. I'm Marilyn Harris-Davis, and I'm joined by Patsy Anderson of the Maryland Women's Expo. And callers, you can join our discussion at 410-583-1057. This last segment and segment before, we were talking about the flu. Dr. Gary Jennings, who is president and CEO of Toscana MetaSpa and Wellness Center, joins us, and also CEO and president of QOL Pain Management. QOL standing for Quality of Life. We are joined by Dr. Matt Silver, who is a freelance physician and wellness educator and a board-certified family practitioner. Also, Dr. David Arnold, who is a psychiatrist with the State of Maryland and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Before we went to the break, we were talking to Dr. Silver. Dr. Silver, you didn't give us your phone number, so okay. We can talk about HemoHem.
Yes, for anyone who'd like actually a free sample of the HemoHem, we're actually available to offer that for you. Just call 410-707-7570. That's my personal cell number. 410-707-7570. Be happy to send you a free sample of the HemoHem, along with whatever literature or documentation you might need to support the background on that.
That is wonderful. Dr. Arnold, I, being the psychiatrist that you are, I really just want to ask you, what's going on in the world? This is just like, I mean, I don't know that you can answer that question.
That's a loaded question.
I mean, I don't know that you can answer that question, because we need to take it one by one, and we will certainly do that in future programs. But I know this week has been a particularly painful one, and this year has been a particularly painful one, with children getting killed in mass shootings, people getting killed in mass shootings. Now, I asked you about a hysteria about the flu. Do you see any pressure with people being afraid to go into crowds, being afraid to go to the movies, being afraid to go to a concert? I mean, what are you seeing?
Well, I think, the people may not show like outward signs of it, but I think it's on everyone's mind that when they go to a movie theater, they go to a crowded area, to a mall, that's a possibility now, that there may be some event that puts them in jeopardy.
But what do you do to ease their minds on that?
You can put it in perspective in terms of statistics, the likelihood is very unlikely that you're going to end up in an event like that. Even though
you sound like my son now.
You look at the movie, the news media, when events like that happen, it tends to blow it out of proportion, to our own, to the real experience that we have in life, And so when you have an event like that, then there's a lot of, you get bombarded by that information, and it distorts reality. It distorts what the probability is that you're going to be hurt or end up in a situation where there's an active shooter or that type of thing. But what I think, and when I look at how people handle it, there are many people who look at, we should have tighter, gun control laws. And that's true. Especially for semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah, high-powered weapons. That makes sense.
That should not be in the
community. But that doesn't go across the board, right?
Right. But I think the thing that gets overlooked is our culture, and that we have a violent culture that we've had for decades, for centuries, in the country, and people. If you look at the video games that we develop, they're not.
Oh, I know. Those should be banned.
Yeah, they're just about everyone that comes out now has automatic weapons.
Well, like you said, this has been centuries. Before we had video games, we were playing cowboys and Indians and shooting each other. So this has been going on for a long time.
True. Gladiators.
Right. Yeah. Or, the whole bag of acorns, and let's like nail one brother for 10 minutes,
Right.
Okay.
Right,
I'm not familiar with that one, but go ahead.
And I think at the core of that, the culture. What I see as one of our major problems is the idea of narcissism, that the person who becomes an active shooter sees himself as the center of the universe, and everyone else are just objects around them. And that cuts through the core of the culture where you don't. And if you look at cultures where people care about each other, they're not self-centered, they're into community, into sharing, into supporting each other, you don't see that. And I remember there was a film that was made by Michael Moore, the Bowling for Columbine, And what he did in the film, he said he wanted to figure out why the murder rate in the United States was so much higher than Canada. Because Canada that year had zero murders. Mm. And so he went to Canada, and he went to look at the community, what's different about them versus us. And when he got there, he said, maybe it's the guns. And what he discovered was that they had the same number of guns in their households that the U.S. does, about 50% of households. Mm-hmm. But they weren't using them. And there was a murder that year. And the murder occurred because someone traveled from Michigan into Canada and shot someone.
There we go.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You talk about narcissism. I mean, the more narcissistic, I think that movie was before Facebook, and now people are on Facebook taking pictures of I had dinner, and look at what I've eaten.
You can be a star on Facebook.
Right, yes.
You have the tool to do it now.
Absolutely, yeah. And then I think, you know, we get into the thing of like the idea of racism or a person who's angry at a coach or angry at, you know, mm-hmm. different people around them. It's really kind of like a facade over the narcissism, you know. And it's just a vehicle for them to act out their belief that they should be the center and that people don't matter. You know, my feelings count much more than anyone else.
You know?
So if I'm angry, then everyone should
then
suffer.
Everybody has to suffer.
And we have the tools now to like, it's similar to the flu. We have the tools now to like spread what we're thinking and feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, beforehand, maybe all these things were still happening, but it was contained. Like we said, people weren't getting on airplanes. You know, we were able to contain the flu. Well, the same thing's happening with social media. You know, one thing happens and it just spreads everywhere and we know about it and then we're influenced by that.
Right. That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. And I think, you know, also has to do with kind of the urbanization. And then as people move more into the cities, the smaller towns had fewer people and they began to crumble somewhat in terms of the economics and all the rest of it, put financial stress on those people in the smaller areas. In the cities, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, you know, and it used to be a joke that if you wanted to be really alone, then you go to Manhattan.
That's cute.
Because that's where you feel the most alone because you have no connection with people around you.
Wow.
And as a result, you don't have the environment where you can form those relationships and mm-hmm. and talk to people and feel there's a commonality, there's a connection between yourself and other people.
Absolutely.
And then as a result, people become more self-centered. They focus more on the internal environment rather than reaching
external.
Out.
Well, there's so much mm-hmm. focus now on branding yourself. I mean, even at the smallest mm-hmm. levels now, we're all involved in that word exposure, you know, branding mm-hmm. ourselves, branding our That's message. Right. So lots of attention given there.
So it's almost like it's a style to be
a culture.
Narcissistic.
Yes.
But one of the things, I mean, we're raising our children to think that they're special. You know, everybody's special.
That's like my favorite word, special. That is my favorite word.
You know, it's kind of like, yeah, your child is special to you, but not necessarily to me. But if I'm special, then I'm one of a kind, and then I become detached from everyone else also.
What an expectation, too. What an expectation to live up to.
If I'm the only one, then I'm the only one, and I'm not attached. So you talk, again, like you were saying, like in Manhattan, you go there, and there's no connections. In the smaller towns, you may have connections to other people.
Right, right. And it's a very dangerous thing for the society as a whole to have that occurring.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really thought about all that.
Yeah.
We're using words like perfect and special my Facebook page.
And you become a Kardashian.
Yeah. It's lonely at the top, right?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who they were anyway.
It's lonely. They say it's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
So if you're so special, it's lonely. And now you're not attached to anyone else.
Yeah, someone gave me a t-shirt that said, don't forget it. I can't remember.
Hate me, I'm special.
No, it said something like,
okay,
be a Kardashian or something, vice versa. Like that. It's really funny.
Sure. And it's also, when you have a person who is narcissistic and self-centered and they rise to power and within a society, then people follow that lead. And of course, we, you know, I don't have to mention our current situation politically.
Yeah,
That you have, when you have a person who can only see about themselves, everything's about me, 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 and doesn't any other people's opinions don't count.
Absolutely.
I only have my way of thinking.
It has to be a tremendous amount of pressure that we don't even realize is being put on us. You know, when you're seeing everything that is so special and everything that is so perfect, like we're seeing all of this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What a lot of pressure, even if we don't think that we're feeling the pressure.
Yes.
A lot of subconscious pressure.
Well, it shows up in terms of people giving up on their goals. They retrench from the fact that they feel that they're not up to par. They're not able to make those levels of achievement, you know, and to have that notoriety. And so it kind of destroys part of the self because, you know, as we're developing and we're growing, a portion of ourselves gets destroyed by the people around us. So, you know, there are things that you want to do when you're a child and your parent says, no, that's not good, that's bad, you know, or whatever. Sometimes it protects you, but other times it shuts down the self.
Yeah.
And we know that a portion of ourselves gets fractured and gets repressed, you know, by this process. And people throughout their lives struggle to try to regain themselves, to find themselves, to find out what
we
they
may
like,
almost have to disconnect to reconnect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that's a good word. I like disconnect to reconnect. And that's another show, because if we turn off our cell phones, what are we doing? Dr. Silver, thank you so much for joining us. Give us your phone number one more time.
Sure. For anyone who'd like a free sample of that immune-boosting HemoHem, just give me a call at 410-707-7570.
All righty. Thank you. And thank you so much, Dr. Arnold, for joining us. I so appreciate it. We're going to have to talk to you more about what's going on in our world today. Dr. Jennings, as always, our medical expert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Patsy, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Today's show has been sponsored by Patient First and Tuscana Metaspine Wellness Center. And let me ask you guys before we go. What is green and goes to summer camp? A Brussels scout. So, you've been listening to Urban Health Beat.
I didn't even get that one.
Hit us up on our Facebook page at Urban Health Beat and tell us how you like the show. Thank you. And remember, until next time, your good health is a work in progress. So work it.
Work it.